on campus
and online.
Check it out.
This is URN.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. Today we have a packed episode for you in the show. But next up we have Lizzie with a story on the Daily Mail. Tell us more.
Yeah, so it transpired today that Wikipedia have banned the Daily Mail as an unreliable source. Has been reported that Wikipedia editors voted to ban the Daily Mail as a source for the website in all but, quote, exceptional circumstances after deeming the news group generally unreliable. Editors are encouraged to have been encouraged to change the existing citations of the Daily Mail. There were some 20,000 citations used on Wikipedia for the Daily Mail. But it's been quite a controversial move because Wikipedia do not publish the list of sources that they deem unreliable. And so this is a somewhat unprecedented move to have come out and said, actually, we have decided that this particular source is unreliable, particularly when they still allow Russia Today and Fox News, which apparently several editors have raised concerns about, even though it has been reported that they also perceive The Sun and the Daily Mirror as potentially unreliable, neither of which have been banned. So I guess my question to everyone is, why did they do this? Is it a political move on behalf of Wikipedia?
I mean, this is a joke, isn't it? I mean, generally unreliable, isn't that the definition of Wikipedia? I mean, if Wikipedia is saying they're generally unreliable, what does that make Wikipedia void? I don't know. So as you said, Russia Today, Fox News hasn't been included. And all that Wikipedia has sort of shown is that now it's unreliable and has a bias, sort of a liberal outrage to something, to like a popular newspaper. We all know that Daily Mail is a popular newspaper and it's got strong views. We all know that. That's why some people don't pick up the paper. But now Wikipedia in a sort of, it's sort of like a tragic shot in your own foot, because now we're going to go on to Wikipedia and say, well, someone censored the information. I don't know who's written this article. And it's now put itself in a worse position than the Daily Mail. So I'm not really sure what's going on here.
You refer to the Daily Mail as a newspaper, but can you really class it as that?
Yes.
I mean, really? It's a tabloid,
it's
not a
newspaper. It's definitely a tabloid. It's like comparing the Tab to Impact.
Nice and done.
Yeah, but it's got a different style to it. People enjoy reading some of the articles. Yes, some of it is trash.
It doesn't necessarily mean that any of the articles are factual or should be referenced, because the Daily Mail is quite considerably fake news.
Oh, it's not a fake. You can't say it's
flat
fake.
Flat out fabrication.
You can't say it's fake news.
Actually, I can say that it's fake news, Phil, and I will tell you why. Okay, so we have an article following up the article that I first read that lists 1, 2, 3. I won't read
is
out
it on
them
Wikipedia.
All. No, it's not. Okay. But it lists a minimum of 12 articles which have Daily Mail as their citations, which are false.
Well, it'd be interesting to see who reported that.
It was Huffington Post.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, really reliable.
Factual but, news right there.
That's left-wing fake news there.
But my point being that you can check for yourselves that these particular articles with the citations for the Daily Mail are false. Like, they did one with which had a false statement about the outcome of the Amanda Knox trial, for example.
I mean, with the Daily Mail, the difference is they've got editors, they check it through. They have lawyers actually checking through on publications from major newspapers, because they can't be libelous. Wikipedia, anyone can go and write. You know, it's a joke.
I think it's interesting. If you read the article that Lizzie's read. So it says, the Wikipedia Foundation, who obviously runs Wikipedia, have said that their decision has been based on the requests from the comments section on the reliable sources notice board.
Yes, from Mr. Hillbilly.
Yes, Mr. Hillbilly Holiday, the editor known as Hillbilly Holiday.
Wow.
And I mean, this only happened in January, apparently, that it sort of came to light, and they're saying that many comments, it's come to a consensus in the comments that the Daily Mail is generally unreliable and its use as a reference is to be generally prohibited, especially when other more reliable sources exist. So is it saying that it's completely banned, or is it just saying that it won't be referenced as a reliable source on the just the English Wikipedia?
Yeah, it's just the English Wikipedia. Basically what they're saying is you can add links to it, but you can't use it as a citation. That's a separate article. So the original article was on The Independent. Separate article in The Guardian has expanded on explaining that it's just the citations and not links to articles.
So what citation can I use from Wikipedia? Because I will be roasted alive if my law lecturers see any sort of Wikipedia.
Yeah, but everyone knows you reference their references.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that the most unreliable source of information is saying that another, well, you know, established source of information, whether you like it or call it fake news or not, they're calling that unreliable. I just think it's a bit odd. They haven't quite thought this through. I mean, there's fake news and then there's censorship, and then this is sort of taking the biscuit, really.
I like that, taking the biscuit. That's a great phrase.
Yeah, it's like genuinely just quite an interesting, like, it's just an interesting move, because why specifically the Daily Mail? Yeah. When there are so many fake news outlets you could have chosen.
Why to say that in public?
I think it's a good start. I think they need to stop referencing fake news articles. So I was doing a bit of coursework, and I was referencing The Guardian, and there was something that they had on The Guardian that they referenced, and they referenced their own article, but it wasn't like, oh, look at this article where there are facts and statistics. It was like referencing the article that I was reading within the article that I was reading. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I kept clicking the hyperlink, and it was just sending me in a loop, and I was just like, what is happening? So they basically need to cut down on all the fake news. So Daily Mail.
How are we going to do that?
Daily Mail is a good place to start because it's a lot of fake news, and just move it on. Move on from there to other.
To The Guardian, maybe.
Well, definitely The Guardian definitely needs to go because that was awful. Never reading The Guardian again.
Yeah.
Just boycott that completely. Like,
yeah,
never
just
mind.
A whole boycott of The Guardian.
Yeah, I still don't. I mean, what you are condoning basically is a sort of censorship, and I really don't think in a free, I'm going to say the word, liberal society.
That was a big sigh from Lizzie there.
She knows me too well. Then I think that if we need to protect those values, then you shouldn't really be censoring any sort of information. Let people,
yeah,
you know,
all
think
information
about
is censored and biased. Like, yeah, regardless of whether or not you and want it to be, everything is.
Is it censorship? It's just saying you can't use it as a source. It's not saying that we can't have the information out there. It's saying it's not reliable to use as a source of other information.
But if people believe that, you know, let's say the Daily Mail, you know, published an article saying that spaghetti grows on trees on April Fools, and everyone believes it, then people are idiots.
It does,
they need
it?
Well, you know what I'm saying is that, you know, if people believe that, they're idiots.
No, because, you know, if you've got a reputable or a so-called reputable news agency broadcasting that spaghetti does grow on trees, is every single individual person expected to go out and check that for a fact and make sure the spaghetti...
You shouldn't read a newspaper and go, yeah, that's so crystal clear, I understand everything. What you should do is look at different sources and come to your own judgment.
Who has the time for that in the 21st century? Everyone expects... The way we read news now is you expect it to pop up on a notification on your phone saying... Breaking news.
The 21st century,
BBC.
You've also got your mobile phone, you can check stuff, you've got Wikipedia even. So I think this is sort of a bit undermining of people's own intelligence.
I think the question is, though, if you'd got some sort of facts or whatever from the Daily Mail, would you reference it as a reliable source?
No, because I know the Daily Mail is not a sole... It's not reputable, yes. But it doesn't mean that what is said on the page is irrelevant. Some of
so
the
my
sentiment
question
there,
is, what is wrong with, if you wouldn't reference Daily Mail as a reliable source, mm-hmm. what is the problem with Wikipedia referencing
but
it as an unreliable
If it's
source?
Not reputable, then you need to look at why the editors are writing this. You can see the sentiment behind a large demographic of people who do actually buy a Daily Mail. I think it's a very useful source to see where the country lies, especially during the elections, during the referendums. I think it's a hugely...
But that, that's not
important
what,
source.
That's not what Wikipedia are saying, though. Like, they're not saying you can't use the Daily Mail to make inferences about people's political persuasion. They're saying you can't use the Daily Mail to say spaghetti grows on trees because it's not a reliable source. And the same way that if you can't offer a reliable source for a Wikipedia article, the article doesn't get published.
Right, just lastly, right. Firstly, you know, it's not reputable, but people need to use their own brains. They need to analyse the news for themselves and say, well, if someone's reporting pigs can fly, is that true? You know, obviously not. Secondly,
yeah, people respect the media and journalists to be able to report the truth and to report the news.
They're not a public broadcasting house. They don't have to go by strict guidelines and sort of paint everything in a nice sort of neutral manner. They can be ultra biased. The BBC is supposed to be independent, not, but it's supposed to be. But the Daily Mail is the opposite of that. That's just how life is, Shivani.
But because it's biased, surely it's then fair to be like, well, it's not a reliable source, and that we should not allow it to be a reliable source.
No.
You know what? I think it's going to get to that point where we're going to have to agree to disagree.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on censorship.
Thanks for that, Lizzie.